It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. July 12th. 1949 is where we're going to start today. Thomas Watson of IBM predicts that all moving parts and machines would be replaced by electronics within just 10 years during a sales meeting. 1960, the first Etch-a-Sketch goes on sale. Within 25 days, over 50 million of the devices would be sold. Also in 1960, NASA launches the Echo 1 communications satellite, which is the first passive satellite aboard a Delta rocket. It would be used to redirect radio, television, and telephone signals across the continents. The USSR also launched the Sputnik 5 spacecraft, along with two dogs, Belka and Strelka, 40 mice, two rats, and a variety of plants. 1978, the IBM Data Processing Division announces the IBM 3663 models, 1P and 3P, programmable terminals. The IBM 3651 Model 25 and Model 75 store controllers, and three new supermarket programs designed to customize checkout operations and in-store reports. In 1982, we talked about E.T. the Extraterrestrial a couple weeks back. Well, the box office records surpass 100 million in box office sales within 31 days of the opening. It was first produced on a budget of $10.5 million. Also in 1982, Hewlett-Packard introduces the HP 86 microcomputer for $1,795. And HP introduces an upgraded HP 87 microcomputer featuring increased memory. 1985, private sector bulletin board system, the official bulletin board system of the 2600 magazine, is seized by police in a raid for alleged complicity in computer theft. Under a new but untested New Jersey statute, the police seize the server along with at least six boards after Middlesex County police uncovered a credit card ring on another unrelated BBS. Following that seizure, the board of operators alerted the media and bombarded Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office with requests for information until the office scheduled a press conference on July 16th. 1988, the Phobos 2 space probe is launched by the Soviet Union. It's a mission to study Mars and the moons Deimos and Phobos. In 1989, the Star Tours attraction opens in the Tokyo Disneyland. 1993, Mike Phoebus calls the Environmental Protection Agency's Energy Star initiative a marketing gimmick with about as much meaning as a light label on a package of bacon. 1995, Tato Ylönen of Helsinki University in Technology in Finland releases the first version of the Secure Shell, or SSH, protocol for establishing a secure connection between two computers over an encrypted channel as freeware. 1996, Atari receives the approval of necessary to merge the JTS with Atari through the Securities Exchange Commission. Of course, it was pending a shareholders' vote. Also in 1996, Netscape archives its 10 billionth hit when one of the company's 38 million users logs on using Netscape Navigator to browse the internet. And in 1999, Packard Bell NEC introduces a line of inexpensive personal computers ranging from $499, a Celeron system to a $999 Pentium 3 system. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. Summertime, summertime. What to do during the summer? Well, let's go fly a drone. The Phantom 3 is now available for all your summer flying fun.
In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there, and it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car many years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks, by the lake, or just fly over your house a few times to see how many of the kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the day in tech history, and I thank you for very much for that. Go over there, geekazine.com/DJI, then go out to the park and have some fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
Over in 2000, the Brazilian website of Universidade de Sorocaba is hacked by a hacking group, which I cannot pronounce because there is a bad word in there. So the website is hosted on a server running Windows NT. Also in 2000, eBay announces that the company has asked for a United States federal judge to bar Braxton Anderson of Chicago from using its auction service. He allegedly disrupted the normal course of conduct with repeated use of foul language. Microsoft acquired NetGames, and also in 2000, Microsoft released Internet Explorer 5.5 for Windows. It featured an improved support for cascading style sheets, dynamic HTML, and synchronized multimedia integration language. And Raymond Torricelli of New York was arrested for allegedly hacking into two NASA computers and using one of them to host a chat room on the topic of computer hacking. 2004, Apple iTunes Store sells its 100 millionth song at approximately 1:25 in the morning, becoming the first legal music download service to reach that milestone. Also in 2004, the 12th World Computer Chess Championship comes to an end, leaving the Deep Junior the victor. It was programmed by Amir Ban and Shay Bushinsky. 2005, Apple Computer releases Mac OS 10.4.2 operating system, and investigators with the European Commission raid the offices of Intel and in several countries as part of an antitrust investigation. And in 2007, Hewlett-Packard announces the release of the HP 35S scientific calculator, featuring a retro design to commemorate the original HP 35, the world's first scientific calculator. That was released in 1972. And Netscape Communications releases version 9.0b2, or beta 2, of the Netscape Navigator web browser. And that's your day in tech history for July 12th. My name is Jeffrey Powers. You can find me over at dayintechhistory.com or geekazine.com or even wikazine.com. Until tomorrow, take care.
And that's your day in tech history. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikazine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.